I bought a fridge. Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I am Red Bear.
We open the whole thing up with History Repeating Part 1 and Part 2 by the Megas. It's an extra long two-part song about Mega
so
Man.
Much song, yay.
It's about Mega Man. History repeats, yo.
I heard.
It's not a, it's a linked list. Not a doubly
linked list.
It's
oh, wow. Are we
it's
really
a linked
this
list. This is the show we talk about, as you can guess, geek and nerd things.
We do.
We talk about
our voices.
We talk about anime. Talk about that Mega Man. Talk about them Protomans.
You talk about Mega Man a lot.
Dude,
let's go ahead and be honest. You're going to hear Mega Man from MG.
I love some Mega Man. Let's play some Mega Man right now.
Oh, my goodness. Do that.
We have a website. We've got all of our news, reviews, our audio. I promise once I cut it together, it will be on the website. In the meantime, though, you can check it out. What is the website, Bear?
Our website is exppoints.com. Remember to double tap the P.
We're on social media because we're trendy like that. Oh, yeah,
oh,
it's
we're
serious.
So trendy.
We got a social media landing page. It's at exppoints.com/social. Check it out for Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus. We got the YouTube. We got Steam community. You can donate money to us directly on PayPal, or you can pay $5 for Patreon. I don't know what you'll get.
We've been making promises on Patreon for a while now.
We've been doing some stuff.
I think, like, cupcakes with your name on it.
Cupcakes with your name.
I get to eat it.
We'll sing songs in the shower about you. I don't know if that's okay.
I feel like I will do it.
I don't know. Regardless.
Regardless.
Bethany, we're singing songs about you, Bethany.
You donate, you get a song sang about you.
We'll just throw out names like, all right there, John. All right there, Ben. All right there, Adrian. All right there, Carlton. All right there, William. All right there,
How many names can he think of?
Timothy. All right there.
Seems very limited.
Billiam.
What are Billiam, guys?
Billy William.
Wow.
That sounds like a country singer if I ever heard one.
You heard it first right here on
Billy
Billiam.
Billy
points.
William. And we also have we're on Stitcher and iTunes.
I'm on Steam a lot.
So iOS 10 got released.
Yeah, I heard that. Sorry, everyone.
People have been getting, like, bricked devices.
Well, which is not much different from actually having an iPhone 7.
Oh, wow.
You might as well have a brick.
Did you ever have an iPhone?
I did. I had a 3GS. And
that was so far in the past.
And I think I had a 5 something.
I had a 5 and a 4. It was either 4S and a 5 or a 4 and a 5. And it was it wasn't bad. Like I look at the devices now and they were so tiny and compact and it's so awesome. Like, it's a camera, it's an MP3 player, it's a web browser, albeit Safari kind of sucks as a web browser. Compared to, like, I'm spoiled to Chrome.
Yeah, Chrome is great.
We're with Android.
I even use Firefox sometimes, but they don't update the mobile version enough.
Right.
So.
We're going to cut two songs, come back, and talk about what we did last week. This is Airbrushed by Anna Monoguchi, and then we're going to hear Silent Running combined with Breaking Out by the Proto Men. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points. You're listening to it exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was Silent Running and Breaking Out by the Proto Men. Before that, Airbrushed by Anna Monoguchi. That's actually off of the I Drove All Night, like, single cassette. So if it sounded a little like...
Did you, like, actually rip that off the cassette?
Yeah, I ripped it off the cassette.
Wow, that is dedication for your pleasure.
It is so good because they ended up doing Silent Running. They ended up doing, like, a cover album called, The Cover Up. Maybe it
was.
That's
a great name for a cover album.
Maybe it wasn't the cover. I can't remember. They did a cover album where it was all covered 80s songs, and then and they had, like, loosely tied them together to, I guess, the Proto Men universe, like the Act 2, Act 3 type universe.
Okay.
This is actually extra special, though, because it is on a cassette. And
I feel like this is so special.
My vehicle got flooded. In this flood,
right.
I'm now driving the 1991 Jeep Grand Cherokee, or a Jeep Cherokee Sport. It has a cassette player
yes.
in it, and it has a regular CD player, like a CD audio player, which I don't think I have any audio CDs left. I think I traded them in the second in Charles
and
or something.
And I will say it is actually Sick Puppy's Tripolar album.
Oh, yes. Like
and
the,
it's been in my past 3 vehicles in the CD player.
That's pretty good. That's a good album.
Yeah, it's like my little thing, like whenever I forget my phone or it dies
right.
and I this is the listen to radio.
This is the only thing that you
and
listen to.
I just, like,
to.
Flip over to the CD. I'm like, oh, yeah, that exists in there.
The it's funny, this, so there's only two songs. There's Silent Running, which is by Mike and the Mechanics that they covered, the first part of it, at least, and then it breaks into Breaking Out, and then on the other side, on the B-side, is actually I Drove All Night, which is, I think, a cover as well, or it's an original song. I don't know. Anyway, I've listened to that song, or that entire cassette, probably about 30 times now.
You're so experiencing the 90s.
I try not to drive that much, right? But I'm driving a lot because I'm going in between the house while the contractor's working on it.
Okay,
and I'm
sense.
Driving, you know, I got to drive to lunch or whatever, and then but because I might have to leave
at
any
moment. Because I hate the environment.
I'm driving a 19. Yeah, people are like, how is that still moving? My grandfather actually towed it behind an RV for almost its entire lifetime. So it's like a 25-plus-year-old vehicle that still has, it only has 34,000 miles on it.
That's insane.
So I think I've walked more miles, certainly.
Oh, yeah.
34,000.
I mean, you're not me, right?
I don't know. 34,000 is a long time. What? This is the segment of the show where we talk about what we did last week. Bear, what did you do last week?
I was out the previous show.
Yeah, we did a music-only show last week because...
Okay. You weren't here either, slacker.
Well, no, I was here.
I had a good reason.
I showed up, and I'm like, where is Bear? And
then I know. I got about a billion text messages.
I sent you a Facebook message.
Facebook,
I sent you Twitter,
Rocket.
Telegram.
And then you called.
And then a regular text.
And you called.
And I called. And I Facebook called you.
I think
you.
There was also smoke signals.
Yeah. Those are really laggy nowadays.
Yes, but okay. But
where were you?
I was actually over in Atlanta just visiting with a friend.
ATL.
Yeah, burning it up out there. Played some Cards Against Humanity out there.
Okay,
which,
cool.
I mean, classic, is by it, the way. You're in college. Play Cards Against Humanity.
Yes.
And I actually just discovered something today. Cards Against Humanity has a scholarship now. For women in the STEM science, like the STEM college,
okay,
science, technology, engineering.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
So cool.
I thought that was just a random thing from them. And then this previous week, I've really been getting into a new game that I found through a song I found on the internet.
Okay.
By Boyna Band and Minx, and it's called Town of Salem.
Okay.
Okay. Have you ever do you know what this is?
No.
Okay. You don't know what this is. Have you ever played the card game Mafia?
Yes.
Okay, my God, you're finally the first person that's played this that I've asked that question to.
It was a long...
Right.
It was probably like 5 years ago, maybe?
So the premise of Mafia is everyone draws cards, and like the different royal people mean different things, and someone's the Mafia.
They can't refuse.
Right, and someone's the Mafia, and everyone closes their eyes, and the Mafia like touches someone in a non-inappropriate way, hopefully. I don't know.
You don't need to go to court for this.
You shouldn't go to court over this, and unless you get really triggered by it. But someone touches you, and you're dead.
You just touched me.
I did.
Like,
you're dead.
It was a 3D experience.
You're dead. So you can't talk. So then everyone opens their eyes after like a set amount of time or something, and then everyone discusses, and you're trying to figure out who's killing people. This is the digital version of that, which is much cooler.
Old Eddie Valentino over there just off the...
Yeah, basically.
I'm trying to come up with Italian names.
With Italian. Wow.
Bert, two-bit...
You're so great at this.
Two-bit Fernando. That's not it. Anyway.
No.
Anyway,
there's different classes... you can buy these like little cards to like if you want to be the serial killer, you can make it. But like that's like a microtransaction or something. Something dumb. Other than that, you get randomly assigned a class and then the game starts. And the cool thing about being a digital game with online people is there's a chat, like a typey chat, you know,
right.
A talky chat. And that's official terms. So the typey chat, whenever everyone comes out and they're in the town square and you get your little villagers all cute and like pilgrim, except I'm one of the leader of Team Valor from Pokemon,
I think,
which I thought was an
amazing
skin.
I think I might
skin.
Own this game.
Really?
From Humble Bundle, yeah.
Okay, it's a really fun game. So whenever you're out there, you can talk in the chat and everyone can talk. And you see everyone, and then there's a little timer going, and then everyone goes into their homes at night, and your different classes do different things. Serial killer maybe kills someone, Mafia does their thing, stuff like that.
Right.
And then they all come out the next morning, people are dead, and you go back to talking. And then... Like, well, I was talking about the chat, though. Like, and I, like, there's a medium, for instance. They can talk with dead people at night.
Okay.
So they can talk, and they're the only... Their chat just shows the dead people in them kind of deal. So
okay.
It's this cool little separation because, yay, computers. Yeah. It mainly ends in someone, like, you know, everyone just starting to say a name, and the mob mentality just kills random innocent people until everyone's dead.
I actually do own this game now. Yeah, it was in September's or August's Humble Bundle.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that I had that right here. Yeah, Town of Salem.
Yeah, that's it. So it's a really fun game.
For some, it sounded familiar, and I was like, maybe it's a card game. Like I got confused. I was like, Town of Salem. It sounds like a video game that I've seen recently.
That's funny.
This was the month of the flood, so I haven't played any of these games. Like I got WWE 2K16.
Wow, that's gonna be a great one.
Played it yet. Sheltered. I wanted to play Sheltered. Haven't played that yet. Epistory Typing Chronicles. Didn't get to play
that. That sounds so much
fun. And then you just totally sold me on Town of Salem.
Town of Salem is great. Like we should. And one fun thing that Dave and Minx, or Dave is from Boy in a Band,
right?
That they do is they get on Skype together and they'll play the game and stuff. And it's really interesting. So yeah, we should do that thing. It's a lot of fun. Probably make a good drinking game actually.
That's something I need to pick. We need to pick back up because I wanted to do drinking game Soma. I did Soma a while back, and I don't know that I ever did any more with it. I want to start that over, and I could really use some drinking, I guess.
Very
cool.
We should do a drinking game then.
I'm glad.
Town of Salem is awesome.
It's a plus.
Again, Boy in a Band and Minx, really cool YouTubers that I randomly found at 3 a.m. on YouTube.
Oh man, we're gonna talk about after I get my uneventful thing out of the way. We're gonna talk about some YouTube stuff, some YouTube shenanigans.
I think I know what you're gonna talk about.
I bet you do.
Yeah, everyone's upset.
So what do you? Is that it?
I mean, that's pretty much it. Me sitting in a room on a computer, not trusting people.
Oh,
that's what I did.
Okay.
Last night I'm debating the whole WoW thing since apparently everyone and their dog is playing.
I am supremely enjoying Legion. I'll admit though, I'm playing Legion now because I want to save money because I'm spending a lot of money in recovery mode. For $15 a month, I can continue to just sink my time into some game like this. That's the same thing why I do Humble Bundle. For $12 a month, I'm able to, not that I'm pitching Humble Bundle because they're paying this or anything, they're not, but for $12 a month, I can get 5 or 6 games. One or two are going to be interesting enough, and I'm not going to get the deal anywhere else. So, I might stop playing WoW and still keep a Humble Bundle, or I might say, for $27 a month, I can continue to play WoW, which is like a cornerstone, like the old faithful. It'll get you there. It's the Mad Dog.
It's the 2000 Jeep that gets you places. It's the cassette player.
It's the 2000 Jeep that gets you places. No, it's like a 91 Jeep. It's like almost as old as I am.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I'm sorry. It's like the 91 Jeep that gets you places.
Yeah. Did you do anything else?
That was pretty much it, honestly, besides messing with WoW. And I'm having some kind of weird driver issue right now with my laptop and WoW.
Oh, I was like,
they're not happy.
2 and 10 or 3 and 9. You got to
just ignore any advice Matt ever gives.
That's it. I bought a fridge. I can only imagine that clap is going to just pop out on the radio. But my fridge bit
the
dust.
I'm so proud of you.
My fridge bit the dust. During the Great Flood, and I had to buy another one, so I got it's a narrower, but it's a side by side. I became an expert on fridges. It's got the thing in
tell
the
me it has Wi-Fi or something.
It's got
crazy.
The thing in the door with the crushed ice.
That is my only desire in a fridge.
Yeah, it's got the door thing with the crushed ice. My old one had that, but my old one was it was a $3,000 fridge. It was a gift. And I didn't realize it was that expensive. It was like French door. It had a pull out freezer at the bottom. I didn't need all that. I need a place to put frozen pizza.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
And then pizza that isn't frozen because I'm about to eat it.
Oh my god, pizza!
That's what I needed out of a fridge.
You're right.
And
I need pizza.
One of the big chains did a Labor Day sale that was conveniently right after the flood. So
I'm sure they actually sold a lot.
I've been just in insurance and federal loan hell over the last couple weeks, over the last month. So eventually that'll all get settled out, but that's been my life.
So you should pick up the NFL Football Manager program because I bet you'll love it.
I don't want to do
that. That game?
No. We're going to play two songs. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about what paltry news we have. Tabletop by Beefy, Ballad of Barry Allen by Jim's Big Ego. Catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points. You're listening to it on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Baron.
You just heard the ballad of Barry Allen by Jim's Big Ego. Before that, Tabletop by Beefy. Oh, yeah, we got some serious stuff going on. Let's do some math. Like Mr. Goldenfold from Rick and Morty.
Okay.
Everyone's like, I was
thinking like WWE or something.
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All the Hulksters.
Oh, the little Hulksters. No, we're not going to do that. Except because I kind of just did. But
You literally just did.
Let's talk about Jinbop Zhao.
What?
So, he's a YouTuber. I think it's a he. I've never watched this person's channel. And I realize that thinking someone is a he or a she, that's probably pretty offensive to some people.
I'm so triggered right now.
Oh, my God.
I can't even.
So, apparently this guy, I'm assuming guy, is kind of Asian. And there's
Are we going to go with the Tumblr Z? That's a pronoun, apparently, on Tumblr.
The Tumblr Z? Tumblr Z?
Z? No, like, just Z.
Z?
And if you don't know, like...
I don't go to Tumblr.
Don't. It's a horrible place.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, no, it's just that's one of the cringe things that has come out of Tumblr.
Starlet Zhao, or Jinbop is his name or whatever. And it's weird. They linked to his channel. But dude's like a 25-year-old or something, I think. And typically plays Minecraft and Inside.
Okay.
Those two games. So just kind of date it.
I just don't think this is the story I thought you were going with.
He's big into the teenage crowd. Like, he speaks to people that really still play Minecraft and enjoy it.
Okay.
So, like, 8 to, 12-year-olds, and then, like, 15, 14,
I guess, yeah, I guess the target audience still for Minecraft.
The target audience is, like, I think it's, like, it's changed, because, like,
yeah.
You played
I
it when
played
we were
it for a while. Yeah, it was fun.
I still play it. Minecraft's all right, but...
Yeah, by the way, I am definitely not knocking Minecraft.
Minecraft is super, profitable.
I just, honestly, I hadn't loaded it up in a long time or thought about
it.
Well,
they probably added some stuff that you don't necessarily care about, but
I'm sure.
That's okay. Notch is gone. Notch doesn't do it anymore.
Yeah. That happened years ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, Jinbop was arrested this
is this
not this weekend.
Not happy?
Sexual predatory behavior towards
why did I know
15-year-old? Yeah.
Why
so.
Did I just assume
the it's pretty bad. I feel it's I feel weird about this because like someone engages
I'm sure some other people did too.
Well, yeah. No, all I mean is that I don't it's weird that now we've got so many weird cases of over the last, I guess, maybe, I don't know, 10 years since the internet really became like giant, like over the last 10 to 15 to 20 years.
But internet 2.0, didn't that happen around 06 or so?
Yeah. It's weird. Now video streaming's such a big deal. So definitely
like
you
can make an entire career out of YouTube.
Right.
A lot of people do. And thank you guys.
Before that, if you wanted to talk to somebody online, it was a chat room.
Yeah.
Now you've got Skype. You've got
Hangout. The past.
Well, so this guy apparently, would Skype call. Yeah. Well, would video chat with this 15-year-old girl, knew that she was underage. This girl would generate content, like I guess images and video and sound content for his channel.
Okay.
And it all fell apart whenever the parents of this girl realized that she was buying lingerie that, quote, she would not typically wear. I'm going to be dad mode real quick.
Boy.
I don't have kids. All
I
right?
have cats. I feel like I have input.
If my cats or my dog decided to buy lingerie that they would not typically wear.
And it's weird because they're generally nudist in my house.
Right. But all I mean by that is that, the parents noticed something that was weird.
I should
weird.
Take this way more seriously.
Thank
I'm
you,
sorry.
Thank you, parents, for noticing.
Yeah, good job on the parenting.
Now,
no,
maybe
seriously.
Maybe don't let your 14-year-old buy lingerie. First off, I don't know who would sell your 14-year-old lingerie. And
the
maybe,
internet.
Maybe I'm taking it way too literally. Maybe it's just underwear. Maybe that's lingerie
there's
now.
There's not also like an age restriction on lingerie.
No, but it seems like maybe there should be.
You walk into Victoria's Secret.
Maybe there should be. That's a completely
wow,
different
Wow, that's
event.
A can of worms.
That's another can of worms completely. We'll do maybe like...
That would be a bear with me.
We'll do a bear with me, and we'll talk about that, because maybe the sexualization is a problem. But anyway, this guy, they picked him up at the airport while he was going to meet this person to have sexual relations, And apparently they've been, talking like this, and he was in possession of child porn or generated... Or had her generate child porn. They had this guy on a lot of things. This is crazy because we've seen It's not as bad, and I say it's not as bad. This is way worse than the Toby Turner thing that they were dealing with not too long ago,
right,
with Tobuscus saying, oh, he would beat his girlfriend or whatever. Well, they were both consenting adults. I'm sure she didn't consent to getting beaten or whatever. But
I would generally assume not.
You know, abuse is a little bit different whenever it's adults. It's still wrong. But I
mean,
like a 14 or 15 year
wrong,
old.
You're preying on
your audience, dude. This is it's kind of messed up.
I mean,
well,
we have laws in place.
Well,
this is definitely not the YouTube story I thought you were.
What were you thinking?
About.
We don't have a lot of time. What were you thinking?
I thought you were thinking about the demonetization of videos that YouTube has put out.
I'm letting
ad friendly.
I am letting that steep a little bit because I want that to go another couple weeks before we actually comment on it. I want to make sure
we'll revisit it then.
We'll revisit that because it's certainly a big deal. We were talking about content ideas.
Huge
over
deal.
A year ago, and now just kind of TLDR, YouTube is deciding what to censor and what not to censor. More or less.
Let you post it, but you won't get paid for it. And I just mentioned a lot of people make careers off of this.
Well,
they depend on their videos.
So it's one of those things where if I'm just going to yell out what my opinion is, and I'm not getting paid for my opinion, I don't get paid for my opinion here.
Right. Well,
but there's a difference.
And here we try to follow FCC regulations, but we know that. That's
right.
The thing. And then YouTube has just implemented this. And we can talk about it later, since you wanted to.
After 18 years, Warcraft adventure game leaks. There was a Warcraft adventure game, point-and-click adventure game, that was going to be called Warcraft Adventures Lord of the Clans back in the 90s. It was canceled after about 2 or 3 years in development. And September 11th, they circulated this about 500 meg image where you can go ahead and play it. You can watch a video if you don't want to play it or whatever. It wasn't Blizzard. It wasn't official. And anyway, it was interesting. It was something that they got almost. They were so close to delivering this, and then they stopped. Now, was it a good call? I don't know. Maybe.
The world may never know.
The world may never know. But in other Blizzard news, Chris Metzen, the lore master himself.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He retired. He retired from video games. Warcraft, StarCraft, Diablo, and Overwatch. He's Blizzard's dad. He's the dad of Blizzard. In a forum post, he explained the reason. He goes, quote, "The reason I use the word retire is because I'm not going to some other company or starting up new projects or anything remotely like that. It's been a long, amazing stretch of years. Now it's time to slow it down. Rest, lay around on the couch, and get fat. Well, fatter. Seriously, though, I'll be focusing on the one thing that matters most to me all in the world, my family. They're the core of my life and the source of my deepest joy and inspiration. In addition to raising our two little ones, we recently welcomed our new baby into the family. Being home with them all, having time and space to really live, to love my wife with all my strength, that's my career now," end quote.
Okay, he's way too adorable.
Metzen is one of the reasons. It's one of the reasons I played WoW for as long as I did, because there were people like this working for Blizzard. You know, Mike Morheim, great guy, I'm sure. Chris Metzen made it work. He made it work, and maybe I'm giving him too much credit. Maybe I don't understand the full scope of like Blizzard and what. I hope there's somebody that takes up the Metzen reins. I mean, I hope, but maybe not. I don't know.
Like I said, I'm still kicking around WoW. So I might get back in.
We're running out of time. Last Guardian got delayed again. The Sega turned 17. The Sega
it
Dreamcast.
Did.
Crunchy and Funimation join forces. And if you haven't seen Red Out, it's like Wipeout. That's my heart. That's
dude,
my
Wipeout
soul.
Is so much fun.
I love Wipeout. Wipeout. I can't remember the latest version. Wipeout Fusion, maybe. And then the red, the last one was for PS3.
Yeah.
I loved that game, but we haven't had one since then. Now, I still play Wipeout on my PS3.
Fancy.
It's super nice. It's anti-gravity racing at its best. Redout is looking just as good as Wipeout. It all sort of looks the same. It all sort of looks like everything's moving so fast and there's motion blur, but Redout, if you haven't seen it, I believe it's an early access. No, it's not an early access. I haven't bought it yet, though, because I'm saving money. It's on Steam, though. Everyone is loving it. I'll probably end up still just not buying it and instead just playing RimWorld until I die, because RimWorld is awesome.
okay, well, that works.
We are going to cut to a song, come back, and then we're going to end out the show. all the show. This is Life is Strange by Dan Bull. It's about Life is Strange.
Turns out
it's a really
great game.
It's a really good game by Square Enix, and I can't remember who else did it. It was
do not make me a liar. Square Enix. I don't have my phone, so I know nothing.
Who did Remember Me?
I don't have my phone. I know nothing. It was the French company. You're right.
I can't remember who.
I literally don't have my phone with me. Means I'm at least 100 IQ points dumber.
You are. But we love you.
I don't have the collective knowledge of humanity.
This is Life is Strange by Dan Bull. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
We're almost out of time, though. That was Life is Strange by Dan Bull. A short interlude, a musical interlude, if you will.
Fancy.
We are out of time.
Yeah.
But, and it happens every week, but you know what? At least you were here to join us this time.
I was.
At least you weren't slacking
Atlanta.
Off and
hey.
Going to Georgia.
Atlanta needed me.
I bet they did. We are available online with our news reviews, with most of our audio, arguably over 100 episodes online.
It's
and I swear
craziness.
I'm gonna add the new ones once we get around to it. What is the website?
You can go to exppoints.com and double tap the P.
We're also on social media. Our landing page is exppoints.com/social. Check out Facebook, Twitter, Google+, YouTube, Steam community. Take a browse by our PayPal and our Patreon. Donate some money if you want, or you could just head on over to iTunes or Stitcher, depending on what flavor of device you have, and you can sync us up to your podcast and do stuff like that. So we appreciate it. All the listenership, the viewership, all that stuff. And check out all of our other side projects, too. Bear With Me is coming along very nicely. Tech Gazoo kind of staled out because of the...
Right. Yeah, we have a Bear With Me topic for the first
episode. We have a Bear With Me topic.
Life.
Drinking Game sort of paused for a little bit. I think we're... I've got things that I could publish, but I don't have a good cover... like photos for them, mm-hmm. and so it's not produced all the way. I might just post them just because why not? Tech Kazoo kind of stagnated a little bit, and then what was the other one? Can't remember what the other one was. Video Game Rewind.
Which sort of
is doing the that's the drinking game sort of. I just need to post things onto the blog for that. So check out all of our other stuff again, exppoints.com. Thank you for hanging out with us. We're gonna leave you with one song because I don't think we've done nerdcore hip hop. We've done tabletop was nerdcore, not hip hop though. MC Frontalot though, we're gonna end on that.
Okay, I like MC.
We're gonna
Frontalot.
End on Power User by MC Frontalot because you and I are both power users.
Yeah,
we got admin access to. The
I actually
system.
Really love this song, guys.
This is our life, 100%, 200%. That's what we do.
20% core.
I was gonna end on that, but then I decided we don't have enough time for two songs. And MC Frontalot's
Kinashcore?
Yeah, it's the Godfather. Okay. MC Frontalot's the Godfather of nerdcore. So
he really is.
We're gonna end on Power User by MC Frontalot. Check out the website. Check us out next Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. We will see you next week. You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.